Hi, this is Rebecca Schissel Marshall with the University of Georgia. I'm here to bring you an audio about dealing with stress. When things are stressful, the body creates all sorts of chemicals, and we typically react with fight, flight, or freeze. Those are our natural stress reactions. And right now, you may be looking for some tools to help simulate more rest and digest response in your body, more of a relaxation response. What I have experienced both in research and in my own life is that mindfulness is one helpful tool to help calm the nervous system when things are challenging. Mindfulness has often been described as staying in the present moment without judgment. It's not escaping or hiding from the circumstances, but noticing what is here right now without assigning extra meaning to it. Because in reality, we don't always know what the future will bring, but our mind is very good at making up lots of stories about what it thinks the future will bring. So those thoughts are like a rushing river. They're flowing freely and they're moving all the time. Maybe you can tune in and notice what thoughts you might have right now. So we can either be caught up in those thoughts as if we were in a rushing river, or we can be standing on the side of the river and watching them pass. In mindfulness, it's the opportunity to train the attention to come back to this present moment. And one great way to notice what's happening for you right now is to bring your attention to the breath. It's one particular tool, is this breath awareness. So what I'd love to offer for you is to do a brief practice of this right now. You can find a comfortable position, sitting, or it could be lying down, or standing if that feels better for you, if you're feeling really tired. And just begin by bringing your attention to how it feels to be breathing. And to do that, I just mean notice the physical sensations as you're breathing. For example, noticing how it feels at the edge of your nose as you're breathing in, feel the coolness of the air. And as you're breathing out, feel the warmth of the breath. Now the mind will wander because that's what it does. Just notice where it is. Notice what you're thinking about without judgment. Right? It's not bad or wrong that your mind has wandered. And then bring your attention back to the breath, to that feeling at the edge of the nose. The attention is like a spotlight. And you can shift the attention where you would like it to be. So when the mind wanders, you can shift the attention back to those physical sensations of breathing in the body. Now, shift your attention to the chest as it rises and falls as you're breathing. Again, just feeling those sensations as you breathe. Just breathing in and breathing out. Or you can shift your attention to the feeling of the breath in the belly as it expands and contracts. And when the mind wanders, just gently and kindly bring your attention back to whatever it is that you're feeling and experiencing. So the breath at the edge of the nose, or the breath as your chest rises and falls, or the belly expanding and contracting. Notice what's there without any judgment, just being curious about what you're noticing. And you may notice certain thoughts or certain emotions are present too. All this is fine. You're just simply noticing what comes up and then gently guiding your attention back to your awareness of the breath. And just keep following the breath and coming back over and over again. Mindfulness is like a muscle. The more we practice coming back, the more we're building our ability to come back to this moment and not get lost in those thoughts, that river of thoughts. So again, if your mind has wandered, just come back using this breath right here, right now, to be fully present. And now take one long, slow, deep inhalation and slow exhalation and come back to being here as you move and stretch the body in whatever way feels right to you. This is the practice of mindfulness. Just using this particular tool can be really helpful in calming the nervous system, especially when we're dealing with uncertainty and stressful times. So I'll be back with more ways of learning in the next mindfulness session.